Sarah, do you have an iPod?
An icon. An iPod. That just said an icon. I do have an iPod.
So what do you figure your most played tunes are on your iPod?
I would say anything Tim O'Brien. Would have to be my most played tunes. He's been my hero for ever since the beginning. I think Colleen Malone was the first song I heard, and I knew that I was gonna play music for the rest of my life. I'm excited. Tim plays at 3, I think. Well, I'm really excited because just this past April, I just signed a record deal with Sugar Hill Records. So I'm super excited. I just started working on my record a couple weeks ago, and it should be out in April or May of 2009. So keep your eye out for that. I'm really excited. It's just I feel really blessed in my life. And it's just such a pleasure to get to play music. It's going to be a bunch of different people, different configurations on each song. So far, Chris Eldridge and Byron House have done some recording, and Mike Marshall's also going to be on it. And then also, unfortunately, he couldn't make it to this set, but Sam Grispin, David's son, who plays in the Bluegrass Experience, plays with me sometimes at some shows, and he's going to be on it. And then a great fiddle player by the name of Alex Hargraves, who's young. Awesome. Fortunately, he couldn't be at the festival, unfortunately. He wanted to be here, but...
Are there any volunteers here who want to help her on her future albums? We got a lot of fans.
Oh, thanks. Here's an original song called Edge of a Tree.